Hello and good morning. You're listening here to KMAQ, and this is our Just Talk segment on, well, the KMAQ here. I am joined today with Donna Cox of the Jackson County Senior Center. Donna, I want to how are you having this morning? How is it for you? Well, that's very nice of them.
Yes.
So, did you have a good Thanksgiving then? Speaking about that, your
it was a full house.
Absolutely good. That's how a good Thanksgiving should be.
Yes.
Full of life, full of food and everything else. So, obviously, we're talking today about what you guys are doing down there at the Jackson County Senior Center. And I know I had some of the Town and Country Quilters on, maybe not last week, but the week before, if I remember correctly. And they, you know, they talked a lot about that. And I think they're also one of them is going to be coming on tomorrow as well, giving us more updates. But it's not just the Town and Country Quilters there. You guys do a lot for the seniors in the area there.
We have games. We have
Nasta Euchre. We have Tai Chi. We have chair exercises. We're working on some more exercise programs. We have potluck luncheons. We have speakers that come in. In January, we're going to have Sheriff's Department is going to come in and talk about the fraud to help us keep away from that. We've had people come in and tell us how to cook meals. SNAP was in. We've had SHIP was in and gave us a talk. And we normally back these up with a soup lunch that we serve.
So people can learn about a lot of different things and then also get a pretty good meal out of it as well.
That is correct. And then, of course, the quilters are there every week. And they fill a lot of the holes in the center. We also have toenail... the Genesis, I guess they're Mercy One now, comes and trims toenails.
Okay.
On the once a month, on the second Wednesday of the month, we have the toenail clinic. And I think they're increasing that starting in January. I did want to take care of some housekeeping items, if we could, just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. This is a good day to talk about what we do when the weather's bad.
Yes, and it's a very good time to talk about that.
We follow the Maquoketa school system. Mm-hmm. If they are closed or delayed, we close the center.
Okay.
So the center is open today, even though the false reports of a delay on the Maquoketa school were out. I did get corrected on that just before I left the house. And also, I want to talk to people about our phone. We don't answer it very often, and there's a good reason for that. If we're in the dining area and the phone rings in the office, it's not safe for us to try and get to it before it quits ringing. So always leave a message, and we will get back to you. It may not be that day, but we will get back to you, and we'll help you with whatever it is you need. We're ran by volunteers. We have no employees.
Okay.
We have a stipend that the county gives us for spending money, and other than that, we rely on strictly donations. We're going to have a Christmas party this year, and I'm really excited. Can we talk about that now?
We can talk about that in just a minute, but we do have to join up with Brownfield real quick. So do make sure to stay tuned here, as we're going to be talking about plenty more coming up there at the Jackson County Senior Center. Until then, here is Brownfield.
I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Cash hogs are expected to open unchanged, steady to a dollar lower today, with most buyers probably taking a step back to assess the ready numbers and keep an eye on the weather. The cutout value on Friday afternoon was down 3 cents at 94.22. The estimated hog slaughter on Friday was 416,000 head. That's a decline of 72,000 in the week and more than 5,000 on the year. Box beef on Friday was lower, with choice down $1.46 at $366.92, and select beef dropping $4.46 to $351.05. In Chicago, January beans are down 3 and a quarter, March corn's now a penny lower, and March wheat in Chicago is down 3 quarters. Both soybeans and corn are seeing a little bit of profit taking as they watch the generally favorable planting and development conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Soybeans are waiting for more news on trade with China, and corn demand continues to be solid, but there is an increase in export competition. Wheat's mixed, mostly modestly higher halfway through the marketing year. Global demand's good, even with competitive prices from other exporters. Wheat's also monitoring harvest activity in Argentina and Australia. Abares put out a pretty big crop number for Australia over the weekend. Live and feeder cattle are lower on profit-taking as they watch the distribution of this week's direct cash cattle show list. February lives down 245 at 215.42. April's 257 lower at 216.97. January feeders are down 277 at 321.20. March feeder cattle are 252 lower at 315.35. And hogs are lower on profit-taking. February lean is down 45 cents at 80.55. April's down 40 at 84.50. And over in the broader market, U.S. dollar index is down, but the Dow's more than 250 points lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Iowa. We're number one in corn, hogs, eggs, ethanol, and biodiesel. And when we're second, we still overachieve. The only state that outproduces us in ag products has three times more land to work with. Bottom line, there's no better place to plant roots, whether you're a crop or a company. That's why Corteva's seed business headquarters belongs right here in Iowa. Visit plantthehqhere.com and let them know you agree.
Just when you thought broadleaf weeds were winning the fight, Status Herbicide delivers the knockout punch to nearly 200 types. But the post-emergence fight isn't over yet. HPPD-resistant weeds have entered the ring. And what the water hemp? Status Herbicide just brought in Zidua SC Herbicide for a tank mix. Looks like HPPD-resistant weeds are going to be knocked down for a while. And that's why Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide in corn. Talk to your BASF retailer about Status Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
Office.
The Maquoketa Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to It's a Wonderful Life in Maquoketa. Come celebrate this holiday season on December 7th on South Main Street. The Kiwanis Club will be serving a free soup supper with grilled cheese sandwiches from Triumph Barbecue. Shop vendor fairs, horse-drawn wagon rides, visit the Grinch, play reindeer games. New this year, Christmas llamas. Warm up at warming stations and sip hot cocoa. Provided by Central Financial Group and the Angle Agency. Visit with Santa in his hut from 3 until 5 and be sure to stick around for the tree lighting ceremony. In Glovik Park. It's a Wonderful Life. December 7th on South Main Street in beautiful downtown Maquoketa. Brought to you by Dynamic 2, Kansas City, American Family Insurance, Maquoketa State Bank, Kennel 64, La Casa de Pancho Mexican Restaurant, Make a Splash, The Odd Shop, and the Maquoketa Area Chamber of Commerce. Visit macevents.com for a complete schedule of this free event. That's macevents.com. It's a Wonderful Life in Maquoketa, Sunday, December 7th.
Welcome back. You're listening to KMAQ. This is still our Just Talk segment here, and I am joined today with Donna Cox of the Jackson County Senior Center, well, obviously here in Jackson County. So we're talking a lot about kind of what they're doing over there, how they utilize a lot of different things, about how your scheduling is also based off of the Maquoketa Community Schools. And so if they're closed or delayed, you are the same, which I think is a pretty good rule of thumb, honestly. And honestly, makes it simple because
yes, it does.
That way, you know, if someone's like, oh, I wonder if they're open, well, they can just look at the schools and then it's the same answer. So
that's correct.
That's definitely good to know, especially, you know, because those are always things that are getting put out there. And, you know, honestly, like I said, sometimes a little preemptively. So I know you had talked about also something else coming up. I believe it was related to, I think you said something about Christmas or something or another.
Yes. For our Christmas party this year, we're going to combine it and have a fundraiser for our renovations. If you don't know about that, it's mm-hmm. a joint effort between the county, the city, and the senior center to renovate the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go into too much detail because there's not too much detail known. So we'll just go with that. But our portion of that is we've committed to $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten a little over 10% of that already. But the Christmas party is going to be a fundraiser. It will be catered by Geronimo's, and I love traditional Christmas dinners, and since I'm the one that picked the dinner, we are having that. We are having turkey and ham with all the trimmings, and then for the desserts are going to be catered by Cindy Selnew. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And we're going to have some wonderful music by Scott Zelinsky, I believe is his name. And I haven't heard him, but I have had nothing but raves about the way he plays a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have door prizes, games. Santa's even going to be there. And we'd like for you to come dressed in your favorite Christmas outfit. We discussed to have a contest for the ugly sweater and all that, but we decided, let's just see if we can get people to dress up first. So the suggested donation for that is $10. Mm-hmm. That does not cover the cost of the meal for us. So we're hoping that people will be real generous and put more than the $10 in.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to have the reservations by this Friday.
Okay, so if people want to go, then you've got to make sure that they get on there fast.
Yeah, they need to get on there. And I'll apologize right now. It's my fault. I'm just now getting to this. I had to go take a vacation, and it put me behind. You need to stop by the center. We're open most days from 9 to noon, or 9 to 3, and then some days we do close at noon.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up at the center or call the center at 563-661-9231 and be sure to leave a message. We're really expecting a good time. This will be December the 12th. The music starts at 10:30 and lunch will be served at 11:30.
Okay.
So we're looking for a lot of good fun, fellowship, and lots of talking and laughing.
Absolutely. And what day is this again?
It's Friday, December the 12th.
Okay. So next Friday.
Next Friday. And not this Friday, but a week from Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm saying that. So that you said you're doing that for a fundraiser for the renovations. I know you said that there's not a whole lot of details that are kind of available for that right now. But what are some of the renovations that you guys are looking to do there?
We need a new roof. We need the kitchen needs some work. The electrical system needs some updating.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to bring some things up to ADA compliance.
How old is that building there?
Oh my gosh. The seniors center that was incorporated June the 26th of 1980.
Wow.
And from what I can tell, of course I wasn't around then, that was in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how many years? Is that 50 years?
Yeah.
No, 40.
Yeah, I was going to say 45.
45 years.
Almost 46 coming up here in just a month.
I believe it's been painted. The carpet has been redone in that period. But what else has really been updated? I don't know.
Right.
We need new drapes. It would be nice if we had some new windows. But we just have to see.
Yeah.
We are in the process of applying for a grant,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to make a big difference as to how much we can do. We'll do what we have the money to do.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that makes sense. So if you even exceed that goal,
right.
Well, then you can put even more into that renovations and into updating it.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that's always good because, you have a lot of different groups that come through there every single month.
Yes, we do. Today, we have euchre. There's a six-lady euchre group that comes in most Mondays. I think they take January and February off. They are pretty set with their membership. However, they're always looking for substitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way to get into euchre there. We also have canasta every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. It's a small group. We had two tables last week, and that's eight people. That's pretty great. On Mondays at 10 o'clock, there's a small group of people that meets for Tai Chi. They started Tai Chi over a couple of years ago, and they just have continued to meet even though we don't have the instructor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are experienced in Tai Chi, you might enjoy that. I don't know that they want to take on training any new ones, but, you know, they might. Then on Mondays, we close at noon.
Okay.
Now, if you have something that you want to do on Mondays, give us a call. Mm-hmm. We can probably make room for it. Then the first Tuesday of every month, we have a potluck luncheon. The euchre group that plays on Tuesday afternoon pulls this off. Everyone's invited. Bring a dish. Some people stop and get stuff, chicken or potato salad or something like that, or a bag of potato chips. We never know what we're going to have. And there are people that go to the real work of making something to bring. That's always good food. And then at 12:30, they play euchre. And they play, the number of tables they have is according to the number of people that show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them have six tables.
Wow.
And seven. We've got seven tables set up, and I've seen that full. On Wednesdays, the Grateful Threads comes in every week. That is a town and country function. But everyone, they would love to have people come and help them sew. You don't have to bring anything. They have the material, the machines, the thread. All you need to bring is a smile and your hands to work hard.
All you need to do is show up and be willing to sew.
Yes. on the first Wednesday of the month, there's a 500 group that meets, and they have a potluck at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of big on potlucks, it seems like. But it's good, and then they have, and you know, I hate to admit it, I'm not there on Tuesday after or Wednesdays. I don't know how many people have shown up, but I know they've had a full house.
Mm-hmm.
And people are welcome there. It is a 500 group, and I don't play 500, so I don't know much about it.
I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with euchre. that I know, but 500, I'm not familiar with either.
I had never heard of it until I moved up here.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. It is more of a regional thing.
I learned to play it a year ago. On the first and third Thursdays of the month, we have what we call a euchre marathon. Now, that you have to sign up for and mm-hmm. start. It runs like, well, a bowling league. It runs from mm-hmm. September through May.
Oh, so it's a tournament.
Yeah, it's a tournament.
Okay.
And they are always looking for substitutes, though, and that would be a way to get involved in that and see if you like it without having to actually join it.
Yeah.
on Tuesdays and Fridays at 9:30 in the morning, we have a self-led chair exercise class. This was started back when the NEI 3A was a part of our building, and the group has continued on with it, and one of the members volunteers and leads it,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
they can get really wild, and then we try to have something else going on every month. We had Sally Davies in here recently to talk about Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
and. Alzheimer's. So we have a lot going on. We want more,
mm-hmm.
and we always want more.
But you know, but it, also that fundraiser again would allow for people to do that, and that'll
yes,
be
it will.
Next Friday,
the 12th.
The 12th, yes.
The 12th.
Okay. Well, our conversation is having to wrap up here, so I want to make sure that, again, people are aware of that. What is the time for that, for December the 12th, for that fundraising?
It's December 12th. The music starts at 10:30, and food is at 11:30.
Okay. Wonderful. It's going to be turkey and ham and plenty of, just a good
turkey,
meal all around.
Turkey, ham, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole.
Well, Thanksgiving part two there.
I can't get enough Thanksgiving meals at this time
of year. I completely know what you mean. I've been eating nothing but those leftovers for the last couple of days, and honestly, I'm completely okay with that. But I do want to say thank you again, Donna. It's a pleasure talking with you. And again,
thank you.
And always going, plenty of things going on there at the Senior Center. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for listening here on KMAQ. We will be joining up with Brownfield and then back into the music after that. But to stay tuned, as we'll be having plenty of other news, music, and even maybe a few teasers about that Jingle Bell jackpot coming up later this afternoon. So stay tuned here on KMAQ for all of your news, music, and just talks. My name is Luke Keyes, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are lower. Hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition. Why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein is.